Blog Talk Radio.
Do you mind if I testify? Tell you of the goodness of my Lord. Share some of what he's done for me. How he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this, 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh.
Welcome to today's show, Real Talk. This is Glenda Fields, your host of God's Anointed Ministries Radio. Today on our show, I'm joined by Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. And on today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that Pastor Fields is doing called Falling in Love with Jesus, and this is part three of his Falling in Love with Jesus series. And now on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience and to continue on with his teaching segment. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours, sir.
Good morning to our listening audience, and we greet you with the joy that comes from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and certainly we are happy to be able to be with you on the show on today. Giving God the glory and honor that is due unto his holy eternal name. It's a privilege to always be able to come to share just a word, a thought from the Word of God. And we thank God today for each and every one of you. Let's get on with the show on this morning. Talking from the continued topic of falling in love with Jesus. This is the third part of the series, which we subtitle Total Trust. And we want to see just what that means to us to go to the next level in him and loving God in a very significant way, taking it to the next level, in other words. Let's go to the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And it reads, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thine soul, and with all thy might. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God." This is the extent of the love. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." It says who it is, the object of our love, the Lord thy God. And him only, praise God, that we should love in this manner, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might, or all thy strength, praise God. Psalms 27, 1 through 5, this is David speaking, a psalm of David. David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, they came upon me to eat up my flesh, not me, but they stumbled and fell. Though a host he says, should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Praise God. When we get to that place in the Lord, as David was in this particular Psalms, it's a level of trust that we have come to know as total trust. When you put your all in all in God's strength and his ability to be able to get the job done, no matter what's going on or who it is or where you are or what the situation may be, you know that God is able to totally deliver. Praise God. And so we have to love him, as Deuteronomy says. Moses, of course, is attributed as the writer of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, of the law. Praise God. He said, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, soul, and all thy might. Have you ever been truly in love with someone? I mean, truly in love, not just a mere infatuation, or having some affection toward that person. I mean, you truly are in love. This week, we are once again looking at David, whom the Bible declares to be a man after God's own heart. You got to be doing something to get to reach that status with God. Many, many people in the world, but the Bible says of David, he was a man, a mere human being, a man after God's own heart. And we have to look at who was this man, David, and what did he do? What caused God to be able to look at him in this manner to say that he was a personality, an individual after his own heart? David was a worshiper. We understand that. Many people, we oftentimes say that, the worshiper. That means that David worshiped God. He didn't just worship something to be worshiping. He worshiped the Lord his God. He understood the extent of the love and the worship. He says, with all thine heart. That means you have no reservations when it comes to God. You throw everything at him. You, with all the heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, even our spirits being in agreement, that everything is in worship toward our God. Being able to totally engulf yourself in worship to him, having your mind stayed on him. We oftentimes say in worship, we worship him with our hands, with our mouth, with our feet. We worship him with our minds. With everything, we worship God. David was a worshiper. He understood that worship encompassed more than just mere infatuation, but it was a total abandonment of giving everything in worship toward the Lord, of not being concerned about anything else. There's one song we say, forgetting about ourselves and concentrating on him in order that we may be able to totally worship him. Forgetting about ourselves, forgetting about other individuals, forgetting about circumstances and situations going on around us in order that we may totally be able to worship him, to focus on glory, as the Bible encourages us. To focus on glory means to put our specific and express attention, making him a priority in our lives. That's what it truly means to love him with all of our heart, not having anything else that's in competition with God, but making him the mainstay, putting him in that special status category. Praise God. That's what it means when we say we revere him. To give reverence to God means we put him in a special status category that nothing else goes in that place but God. Him and him only, and him specifically, and we don't even consider including anything else in that place in our hearts and our lives. Praise God. But God. And he says in his word, I will have no other God before me. I am the Lord thy God. And he says, you shall love me with all your heart, your soul, and with all of your strength. Praise God. David, whom the Bible declares he was a man after God's heart. Just think about it. David was always singing about, talking about, and writing about the Lord. His God in a beautiful and a significant way. He was always bragging on God. He was always pumping him up in a way that he knew that only God mattered in his life. He knew that he did not just love God, but was indeed in love with God. Glory to God. Didn't just love him, but he was in love with God. That brings me to the focus of our topic today. Come into a place in your relationship with a person when you put your complete confidence and trust in that person. In this case, we're not talking about just a person, but more specifically, we're talking about our God. It shows that there has to be a point in any relationship where there is progression. Praise God. You got to take it to the next level to let them know that they mean more to you than just the ordinary individual, the ordinary acquaintances. You're taking the relationship to another level. Praise God. There's progression. Listen to David in that particular psalm where he displays the depth of his love towards God. He simply says, he is my light and my salvation. God's my everything, in other words. And he says, whom else shall I fear? For the Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid of? Who am I going to fear? When God, who has all power and all authority in his hands, whom shall I be afraid? He says, even when my enemies are coming toward me, and they're coming for my demise, he says, and my foes, they came from to eat up my flesh. They came to totally destroy me. He said, but they stumbled and they fell. Why? Because the Lord reminds us. He said, I, being for you, am more than the whole world if it were against you. Praise God. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know what you're working with. You got to consider the source. God is omnipotent. That means he's all-powerful. God is omniscient. That means he's all-knowing and all-wise. And I thank God for the latter part, that he is omnipresent. Oh, glory to his name. That means he's everywhere all the time. There's nowhere that we can be that God is not already there, because he's omnipresent. That means God is already operating this space. Praise his holy name. He says, even if a host should encamp, he says, my heart ain't going to fear. Even war rising against me, he says, I'm going to gain confidence. Glory to God. You just got to know that God is with you, and him being with you is more than even if the whole world is standing in opposition against you. It is me and God, God and me, and that's all I need, praise God. That's all the thing we need to know, is that he's on my side. Not only is God with me, but God is for me, and I thank God, more importantly, that he is in me, praise God. He says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the age. Praise his holy name. He said, but one thing, David says, that I'm really desiring of the Lord, and that is that I will seek after him. God, in Scripture, reminds us in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, he said, it's my people. He's not talking about other folk. He's talking about his children. He's talking about those who are called. Yeah, you can't mistake that. You can't mess that up. He says, my people, those who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Hallelujah, there it is. God says, seek his face, not the hand of God. That suggests that you're seeking what God can do for us, but the face of God says that we are seeking him. hallelujah, that we're going after him totally, praise God. And then to be, David said, I'll desire to be in his presence, hallelujah, to be able to inquire in his temple, praise God. And then he says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. God just bears us up on eagle's wings, and he puts his arms of protection around us, and we are totally protected in him simply because of the love relationship that we have with God. It's when you get to that place, that next level of the love relationship, where there is total trust. I'm not trusting in self. I'm not trusting in people. I'm not trusting in situations or circumstances. No, I'm not trusting in mammon, money, but I'm trusting in the living God. Oh, glory to his holy name. He says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion and in a secret place. Hallelujah. Tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. That's a solid foundation. That's a sturdy place. That's a place where nothing can get to me. Nothing can destroy me. Nothing can cause my demise, because God is setting me upon a stable foundation. Glory to his holy name. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. I'm going to end today as we look at this. We, like David, we've got to understand that we've got to love God totally and completely and continuously, and let him know always that he is the one that is first and foremost in our lives. Why? Because God loves us first, and he loves us best. Hallelujah. Don't you ever forget that. God, he said, I was the one that picked you up. I was the one that brought you out of the miry clay. I established your going, and I set you upon a solid foundation. Hallelujah. He's the one that loved us first, but he also loves us best. Hallelujah. I want to close with this poem on today. This poem says, I would attempt to serve another, but another I could not find. I tried running in the other direction, but the more I ran, the dimmer it got. And I found myself running back toward the light. It seems there is no other direction to go other than the ones I've already gone. And when I am feeling empty and ready to go astray, you say, hallelujah, you say, go ahead, my child, start running. Hallelujah. Go ahead, run. I'm not going to stop you. Start running. Praise God. But most assuredly, when you start running, he says, run this way. Praise God. Most assuredly start running. But when you run, most assuredly run this way. To God be the glory. God bless you. And God keep you, is our sincerest and deepest prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio for the radio listening audience. And we are now down to our commercial break here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Bill. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am joined along with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, here in the studio discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that Pastor Phil is doing. And it's a series, radio listening audience, called Falling in Love with Jesus. And we're on part three of his series. And Pastor Phil, we had a question from Facebook from Lady Jocelyn. She wanted to know, being a young person in a marriage and trying to at the same time be committed unto God, how do you get to that place where you're actually knowing for yourself that God is the major point of your life and you're in love with him? She said, how do you get to that place as a young woman that's married in a marital relationship and new in the growth process of trying to get to a deeper relationship with God? How do you know that you've reached the place of being in love with him?
Man, praise God. And to Lady Jocelyn, we do it just as the word encourages us. In scripture, he says, how is it that a young man may amend his ways? And it goes on to say, by taking heed unto the word of God. God's will is his word. His word is his will. And as we continue to do what his word says, even in what we our text on today, the topic says, and thou, Deuteronomy 6:5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and with all thy might. We do that by just simply allowing ourselves to move in obedience to the word of God. As we continuously step out in faith and do it, it's just making ourselves available, being obedient to the word of God, and allowing ourselves to do exactly what he says. How do we get that accomplished? Baby steps. We take one step at a time. We continue to just move out in simple obedience to the things of God. It's not in what we know oftentimes that gets us in a place of disobedience with God, but it's not acted on what we know. When we hear things like, when that scripture tells us in Deuteronomy to love the Lord, we ought to ask most assuredly just love on him, praise God. Allow yourself to do it. In spite of all else that's going on, make God a priority in your life. Step out in simple obedience and say, God, I'm going to attempt to do this because I truly do love you, and I want you to know that because I'm going to act on your word, praise God. And so that's all any of us can do at the end of the day, Lady Jocelyn, is simply to step out in obedience and not allow anything else to get in the way of our ability to do what God is calling for. We know what he wants, but the dilemma is putting it into effect, praise God. And continue to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us to get the job done, because the Bible says we don't even know what we should pray for, but the Holy Spirit himself prays for us with utterances that cannot be uttered. So he helps us to be able to make the grade of what God is calling for in this season, praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Fierce. And also there is a question from Minister Rose. She wants to know, as a person in leadership, how do we teach the sheep of God to fall in love with God by being examples, but also the exhortation of the word?
Praise God. Just teach the word. Praise God. The Bible says, be instant, in season. Teach them whether they want to hear it and whether they don't. Teach it anyhow. Be instant, in season, when it's popular, when it's not. When folk want to hear the word, when they don't. Paul, in speaking and to Timothy, says, teach it anyhow. Go right on ahead and teach it, woman of God. Go ahead and continue to put it out there. Whether or not it seems people are listening or not, we have the responsibility, as God gave the charge he gave unto Peter, he gives unto every leader, every teacher out there today. He says, feed the flock of God. He asked him, he said, if you love me, Peter, he said, feed my sheep. And then he went back again. He said, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my little lamb. Do you love me, Peter? Yes, Lord. You know I love you. Why are you asking me? He said, feed my sheep. Praise God. We've got to be about it. Don't talk about it, but be about it. And then it goes hand in hand. We must allow our audio, a video, to line up with the audio. We can't just teach people things without modeling it before us. Yes, we have to tell them, but we also must show them. We must be examples unto the believers in every area, in word, in conversation, in love, in faith, and in purity, which is holiness. We've got to model those things before him. What does a leader do? A leader leads, praise God. We've got to be the example unto the sheep. And we continue to model it before them, because as we do, eventually they're going to catch on. Praise God.
And thank you, Pastor Fields, for answering that question for Lady Jocelyn and as well for Minister Rose. And we're now down to the final 4 minutes of the show segment on today. And anyone who wants to call in, you still have the opportunity to call in. The call-in number is 1-320-870-4001. And you still have time to call in. And Pastor Fields, while we're at the close of the segment, would you actually close us out in prayer so that those that are in the radio listening audience would know that they have the opportunity to fall in love with Jesus? And I'll give you the opportunity to do that. And while you're listening to the broadcast radio listening audience, you have the opportunity to make yourself available to all of the teaching segments of Pastor Fields here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as those that he do on Periscope. You can avail yourself unto those, and you can go to the information that is on the website, www.godsanointedministries.com, and find out about upcoming show information. Also, check out the various ministries and things that Pastor Fields is doing in the community, and avail yourself to assisting the man of God to carrying out the vision and the mandate of God. You can also reach him at GAME, G-A-M, at GodsAnointedMinistries.com for any feedback you would like to give him on shows or for any subject matters or topics of discussion you would like him to teach on. You can also do that from the very website I gave you, www.GodsAnointedMinistries.com, and you have the opportunity to avail yourself by sponsoring the man of God for radio segments as well as television segments in this time and in this season. And we're now at the final 2 minutes of the segment, and Pastor Fields will give you the opportunity to close us out in prayer.
Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for each and every believer, those, Father, who are listening on the show today. We're praying, Father, a special prayer for your people, Lord God, that we would enter into a love relationship, Father, to fall in love with you like David did, God, with reckless abandonment, God. We know we don't have the capacity to do it in and of ourselves, but you have given us a helper, Lord God, that is the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to come alongside to help us to make up the difference, God, because he becomes, Father, in and of ourselves. We thank you today, God, for each and every one of them. Draw us closer unto you, God, especially in this season, God, that we may continue to show ourselves, God, a worthy vessels, God, to be worthy of the call wherewith we have been called, wherewith we have been made free. We thank you for every believer, every man, every woman, every young man, and every young lady, Lord God, that continues to come unto you. Draw us, God, in this season. Keep us focused, God, on those things that matter, that we may focus on Christ, the hope of glory that is with each and every one of us. Father, I pray that you keep them, that you will guide and guard them, is my sincerest prayer of today. And I give you glory in advance, Father, because I know that you are faithful and that you are going to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree and call it done. Amen. And thank God.
The song I want to minister today entitled Desperate People. How bad do you want it? How bad do you wanna? I've seen the God of wonder work miracles
for me. Those wicked and callous spoke prophetically. I want the mantles of Elijah, Paul and Timothy. I want to see that power at work inside of me. Cause I'm tired of the status quo. Gotta be more than this. Gotta be more than this. Cause desperate people do desperate things.